I see thine image through my tears tonight, and yet today I saw thee smiling. How refer the cause? Beloved, is it thou or I who makes me sad? The acolyte amid the chanted joy and thankful rite may so fall flat with pale insensate brow on the altar stair. I hear thy voice and vow, perplexed, uncertain, since thou'rt out of sight. As he in his swooning ears the choir's amen, beloved, dost thou love? Or did I see all the glory as I dreamed, and fainted when too vehement light dilated my idea for my soul's eyes? Will that light come again, as now these tears come, falling hot and real? Thou comest. All is said without a word. I sit beneath thy looks as children do in the noon sun, with souls that tremble through their happy eyelids from an unaverred yet prodigal inward joy. Behold, I erred in that last doubt, and yet I cannot rue the sin most but the occasion that we two should for a moment stand unministered by a mutual presence. Ah, keep near and close thy dove-like help, and when my fears would rise, with thy broad heart serenely interpose, brood down with thy divine sufficiencies these thoughts which tremble when bereft of those, like callow birds left desert to the skies. The first time that the sun rose on thine oath to love me, I looked forward to the moon to slacken all those bonds which seemed too soon, and quickly tied to make a lasting truth. Quick loving hearts, I thought, may quickly loathe, and looking on myself, I seemed not one for such man's love, more like an out-of-tune worn viol. A good singer would be wroth to spoil his song with, and which, snatched in haste, is laid down at the first ill-sounding note. I did not wrong myself so, but I placed a wrong on thee, for perfect strains may float neath master hands from instruments defaced, and great souls at one stroke may do and dote. Yes, call me by my pet name. Let me bear the name I used to run at when a child from innocent play, and leave the cowslips pile to look up in some face that proved me dear with the look of its eyes. I miss some clear fond voices which, being drawn and reconciled into the music of heavens undefiled, call me no longer. Silence on the bier while I call God, call God. So let thy mouth be heir to those who are now exanimate. Gather the north flowers to complete the south, and catch the early love up in the late. Yes, call me by that name, and I in truth, with the same heart, will answer and not wait. With the same heart, I said, I'll answer thee, as those when thou shalt call me by my name. Lo, the vain promise is the same, perplexed and ruffled by life's strategies, when called before. I told how certainly I dropped my flowers, or break off from a game, to run an answer with the smile that came at play last moment, and went on with me through my obedience. When I answer now, I drop a sad thought, break from solitude, and still my heart goes to thee, ponder how, not as to a single good, but as to all my good. Lay thy hand on it, best one, and allow that no child's foot could run fast as this blood. If I leave all for thee, wilt thou exchange and be all to me? Shall I never miss home talk and blessing and the common kiss which comes to each in turn? Nor count it strange when I look up to drop on a new range of walls and floors another home than this? Nay, wilt thou fill that place by me which is filled by dead eyes too tender to know change? That's hardest. If to conquer love has tried, to conquer grief tries more, as all things prove, for grief indeed is love, and grief beside. Alas, I have grieved so, I am hard to love. Yet love me, wilt thou? Open thine heart wide, and fold within the wet wings of thy dove. When we first met and loved, I did not build upon the event with marble. Could it mean to last a love set pendulous between sorrow and sorrow? Nay, I rather thrilled, distrusting every light that seemed to gild the onward path, and feared to overlean a finger even. And though I have grown serene and strong since then, I think that God has willed a still renewable fear, O love, O truth, lest these enclasped hands should never hold this mutual kiss dropped down between us both as an unowned thing, once the lips being cold, and love be false, if he, to keep one oath, must lose one joy by his star of life foretold. Pardon, O pardon, that my soul should make of all that strong divineness which I know for thine and thee an image only so formed of the sand and fit to shift and break. It is that distant years which did not take thy sovereignty, recoiling with a blow, nay, force my swimming brain to undergo their doubt and dread, and blindly to forsake thy purity of fullness and